Representatives of rank and file Gardaí have this morning been meeting Garda management to seek clarity on how it's intended that they'll police these new COVID rules. Jim Milligan, president of the Garda Representative Association, has been telling me more.
Yeah, we met with Garda management this morning early. They, like us, they're awaiting the final legislation so that we have the fine detail of it that they can convert into orders for our members so that everybody knows exactly what's expected of them. I think there is an acceptance among our membership and indeed among management that there's a lot of anxiety out there, particularly among business people and the public, that what these levels five restrictions will bring, and we don't want to, our members certainly don't want to add to that anxiety and stress and financial stress. The approach is as heretofore during the lockdown of March, April and May, the three E's as they call it, which is engage, explain, encourage and enforce, is the very last option to be used. So our members will be continuing in that frame, that it'll be all about encouraging and explaining to people, and hopefully enforcement won't be required, and it's only as a last resort that it will be required.
When it comes though to enforcement, there's some fairly hefty penalties involved here, up to €1,000 for holding a house party, for example, or another gathering that breaches the regulations, up to €500 on the spot fine for not wearing a mask, for travelling outside your 5K limit. Is it clear to you in the force how those kind of measures are going to be implemented and how those situations are going to be dealt with?
Yeah, well, again, the message we're getting is that they're going to be a very last resort, that it has to be brought in. I think the vast majority of people, particularly in March and April, were very compliant with this. They realised the seriousness of it and the effect it was having on the health of the country. There have been instances where people have behaved recklessly. You know, even in recent weeks, our members have found it difficult, particularly when they go to a house party and they've no power or no ability to actually do anything about it where somebody is refusing to. Now, thankfully, those situations are few and far between. It's not clear to us just yet, and we'll just await the legislation. Are those fines on the spot, or are they the maximum fines that would be available if the case goes to court? But we'll await that detail, and hopefully it'll come this evening.
If a situation were to arise where large numbers, perhaps thousands of fines, were being issued, is there a system, or is there a risk that would simply just clog up the system?
Well, I certainly hope it doesn't get to that, Brian, and I think our members would hope that, because that would place an inordinate workload on them when you consider they have to deal now with the ordinary day-to-day police, and that has reached almost back at the level it was before this lockdown. You know, the vast majority of people, I think, will see sense.
Just a word about policing protests. Now, the Minister for Justice has made the point that there is a constitutional right to protest and the government doesn't want to infringe on that. But she's also saying that it needs to be done within the guidelines in terms of face mask wearing, social distancing, the numbers involved. Do these new powers, or should these new powers make it easier for Gardaí to deal with these situations?
I believe there is legislation being put in place to cover the organising of those large events and the policing of them. I think, you know, again, obviously, it's not something the guards want to be involved in, because everybody does have that constitutional right to protest peacefully. But obviously, we're in strange times and where guidelines are being breached. It's very frustrating for the people of the country who are compliant and who are doing their best.
Just finally, Jim Mulligan, during the last period of restrictions in the spring and early summer, the Garda College in Templemore was closed. It has since reopened. You've had some new information about what's going to happen in relation to the college now as we move into this level five period.
Well, what's happening this time is there is a group down there. I think they're due to finish next week, we're told. The next group that are due to come back in from their stations are being postponed, is what we're told, and that they will continue their classes online and in the divisional training structure until, I think, the 4th or 5th of January. It is important to us and to our membership that recruitment is maintained, and that this crisis doesn't have a negative effect on that, because it has taken some time to get back to the level of recruitment and level of manpower that is needed in the country. As you're all aware, there was a recruitment ban during the recession, and anything that affects that, we'd like to see that minimised. And I think what's been put in place hopefully will do that.
And that's Jim Mulligan, President of the Garda Representative Association, on policing the Level 5 restrictions.